The Mexican-American superhero created by Hector Rodriguez has helped immigrants along the U.S.-Mexico border fight Mexican cartels, corrupt officials, and human traffickers for the better part of a decade. But for a special issue of this self-published comic book series, El Peso Hero travels to Ukraine.
It's a callback towards Captain America and Superman during World War II and helping the citizens in Europe.
A character like Batman or Superman might hide his identity behind a mask and costume, but the creator of El Peso Hero insists he's just a regular guy doing good deeds, even if he does have superhuman strength and bulletproof skin.
He wears very simplistic clothes. You know, he has his blue jeans, cowboy boots. He looks like you could even say jornalero, you know, like a farm worker, you know, like an everyday guy.
For his latest adventure, the superhero travels to the besieged city of Mariupol, where he lifts a tank to rescue a trapped Ukrainian family, deflects Russian bullets, finds a missing Red Cross volunteer, and deflects a gas attack. Rodriguez says it's part of a tradition of comic book characters fighting for just causes and giving a voice to the voiceless.
In this case, it is the Norteño Mexican-American superhero helping citizens, no matter what culture, no matter what language they speak. It's a very unifying moment that we're all on this together, you know, that there's always a force of good.
By day, Rodriguez is a bilingual primary school teacher based in Dallas with family on both sides of the border. He disagrees with Mexico's refusal to criticize Russia or support Ukraine. On his website, RioBravoComics.com, Rodriguez asks readers to donate to UNICEF's relief fund for Ukrainian children.
We have a responsibility as citizens of this world, especially when it comes to humanitarian help. And it's El Paso Hero saying, well, if the president of Mexico is not able to be there, El Paso Hero will be.
The 18-page El Paso Hero issue is free with text in English, Spanish, Ukrainian, and Russian.